Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is getting his answers. He has asked a question that which one is better, renunciation or the yoga, karma yoga or devotional service? And Krishna is answering. Now Krishna is going more specific that which one is better, renunciation or devotional service. So this Krishna is telling in this particular shloka, in shloka number 6. So let's see shloka number 6, a proper conclusion that Krishna is giving here.
Sanyasastu mahabaho dukkham aptum yogatah yoga yukto munir brahma nachirenadi gachati.
So here Krishna is saying that mahabaho, O mighty armed one, O Arjuna, sannyasastu. Now he is saying that merely renouncing everything doesn't serve the purpose. But, and ayogataha, not engaging in devotional service, you know, to the Lord, no, this will not actually help. What will happen instead? Dukkham aptum, the person will get inflicted with distress. Basically, he cannot become happy. And then it is said, yoga yukto munir brahma. Munir brahma, but a thoughtful person who is yoga yukta, who is engaged in devotional service. Na chirena adi gachati. Such a person, without any delay, na chirena adi gachati, he attains the supreme. So here, finally Krishna, after 4 shlokas or 5 shlokas where Krishna was saying, no, not much difference between the two, not much difference between the two, now finally concludes and says, forget about all that. There is a difference. And what is the difference? The difference is, by doing devotional service, the person can attain supreme achirena, na chirena, without any delay. But the other path will take a long time. So let me give some description on this jnana yoga and karma yoga and devotional service that we are trying to understand. See, when it comes to jnana yoga, the person's heart should be purified and then he can renounce his activities, his prescribed duties. Prescribed duties or karma that we are talking about are those activities given in Shastra. This is the first thing to understand. Now, suppose the person, his heart is not purified, and say he just renounces all these activities, all the prescribed duties. Now with that unclean heart, when he is doing the renunciation, and suppose in future he gets unclean desires, what will he do? How will he get purified? So it's very important that when someone engages the senses all the time, so with time what will happen? With time his senses will get purified. So that is Nishkama Karma Yoga, where the person is engaging his senses in service or, you know, in doing various activities. And specially here one thing can be noted, that here the person who is there, he is working with detachment to the results. So that is Nishkama Karma Yoga. And when the person is working for Krishna, that is supreme, that is Bhakti Yoga. So this is the difference between the three. Sometimes we might see that we interchange the words and use Karma Yoga and, you know, Bhakti Yoga. Yes, renunciation, sannyas, jnana yoga. So all that basically boils down to this particular point. So whenever this yoga word is given, karma yoga word is given, we say, we talk about bhakti yoga. Why? Because finally that is what is the goal, the ultimate thing. So we discuss about bhakti yoga at that time. So here, now let's try to understand a very nice difference between the two. Here Prabhupada, he is giving very, very nice points. There are two classes of sannyasis. Even when it comes to renunciations, there are two classes. The first one is the Mayavadi sannyasis. So they are engaged in study of Sankhya philosophy. I hope now we are able to connect the dots. So we discussed in 2 shlokas just before about Sankhya philosophy. And who are the ones who are into all this Sankhya philosophy? Naiti, naiti, not this, not this. Now, so they are these Mayavadi sannyasis who are into that Sankhya philosophy. Now the second class of sannyasis called Vaishnava sannyasis, the devotees. So what are they doing? They are engaged in study of Bhagavatam philosophy, which affords a proper commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So, Mayavadis don't read Bhagavatam? Yeah, it is given that Mayavadi sannyasis also study the Vedanta Sutras, but use their own commentary called Sharirika Bhashya, written by Shankaracharya. Now this is the problem. So, for when it comes to devotees, for Vaishnavas, they have proper commentary on Bhagavatam. But there is a concocted commentary on Bhagavatam, you know, that was given, you know, by a great soul, Shankaracharya, you know, for some specific purpose. So in this way, Mayavadis, you know, they are on a different deviated line, and obviously they cannot attain success, you know, very fast. The students of Bhagavata school are engaged in devotional service of the Lord according to Pancharatrika regulations, and therefore the Vaishnava sannyasis have multiple engagements in the transcendental service of the Lord. But the Mayavadi sannyasis engaged in the studies of Sankhya and Vedanta and speculation cannot relish the service, the transcendental service of the Lord. Because their studies become very tedious, they sometimes become tired of Brahman speculation, and thus they take shelter of Bhagavatam without proper understanding. Consequently, that study of Bhagavatam is also troublesome. So the best thing in devotional service is, we have got lots of engagements. According to Narada Pancharatra, according to Pancharatrika Vidhi, that is worshipping the deities, serving the deities of the Lord, the Archa Vigraha form, and various other things, you know, which are given, there are lots of engagements. Like for example, doing Abhishek of the Archa Vigraha, then cooking the bhoga and offering the bhoga, you know, to the Lord, making garlands for the Lord, decorating the Archa Vigraha very nicely, doing nice shringar by using various nice paraphernalia. And then when all these things are happening, so the person also has to maintain the entire temple, he has to do so many things. So entire day the person is engaged. All his senses are completely engaged. But when it comes to Mayavadi Sannyasi, nothing is there. You have to just sit at one place and keep reading and reading and reading and just keep thinking and speculating, oh, like this, like not like this, not like this. So such people, they are there on the mental platform, speculating and speculating and speculating. And can you imagine there are no engagements to the senses? Now just imagine, if the heart is not purified, the person is going to create havoc to himself and to people around. That's what these Mayavadi Sannyasis will do. So it's very important to have engagement in Krishna, engagement to all the senses, and Krishna consciousness provides that engagement. See, we have engagement at all levels. Our eyes can be engaged very nicely in seeing the deity form of the Lord. Our mouth, our tongue can be nicely engaged for doing two things, for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and for accepting Krishna Prasadam. Ears can be nicely engaged, you know, in hearing nice kirtans, nice discourses. Nose can be engaged in smelling the flowers and tulsis offered to the Lord. Hands can be engaged in cleansing the temple, serving various devotees. Legs can be engaged in doing various activities inside the temple, going out to get some paraphernalia, or walking towards the holy places of the Lord, which are called as dham. So in this way, in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, all the senses from top to bottom are engaged, not just the gross senses, even the subtle senses. That is mind, intelligence and false ego. All those also are also nicely engaged. How? Savai manha Krishna padara vindayoho. The mind is engaged in thinking of the beautiful lotus feet of the Lord, thinking about the glories and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So lots of engagement is there. So there is no question of free time. There is no question of leaving the mind empty, the senses not engaged. When senses are not engaged, no, they are like huge poisonous serpents. So these poisonous serpents, firstly the teeth have to be removed, and then they have to be engaged in doing something. And that's what devotional service is all about. Very, very safe. No danger at all. But unfortunately, these Mayavadis doing dry speculation, they are in great danger. So here it is given that the dry speculations and impersonal interpretations by artificial means are all useless for Mayavadi sannyasis. The Vaishnava sannyasis who are engaged in devotional service are happy in the discharge of their transcendental duties, and they have guarantee of ultimate entrance into kingdom of God. So when someone is serving the Lord throughout his life, finally at the end of life, taking the last breath, he's remembering Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his beautiful form, or chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What happens? That person, without any doubt, enters the supreme abode in Vaikuntha, that is Goloka Vrindavan. But what about Mayavadis? All the time they're thinking about light. They're all the time speculating so much. So what will happen to them? The Mayavadi sannyasi sometimes fall down from the path of self-realization and again enter into material activities of philanthropic and altruistic nature, which are nothing but material engagement. See, finally, everyone has to do some service. Now these Mayavadis sitting at one place all the time getting bored, and when they fall out of self-realization process, what will they do? They'll go and serve people in general. They don't understand service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the topmost service, and that will actually give them a lot of benefit. They'll not understand that, but they'll get into something very, very low. And they'll just waste their life like that. The conclusion is that those who are engaged in Krishna conscious activities are better situated than the sannyasis engaged in simple speculation about what is Brahman and what is not Brahman, although they too come to Krishna consciousness after many births. So here, one thing we need to understand is, finally, even those people who are trying to meditate on the impersonal aspect of the Lord, who are doing mental speculation, philosophical speculation, they will also come to devotional service. But, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate, after many, many, many lifetimes, the person comes to devotional service. Who has time for all this? Now, who wants to take birth again in this filthy world? So, it's very intelligent decision to practice devotional service very nicely and go back home back to Godhead in this very lifetime. And it's very clear, Krishna is making it very clear that by practicing devotional service, achirena or na chirena, without any delay, what happens? Adi gachati, the person attains supreme destination, that is Goloka Vrindavan, going back home back to Godhead. So now Krishna has given the conclusion. Now if suppose someone is asking that, okay, now we have told that, okay, Nishkama Karma Yoga or Bhakti Yoga is the topmost, tell us how to practice that. So Krishna is saying, wait a minute, from next verse I'll start. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.